Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
The boss himself, Bruce Springsteen, is set to get the biopic treatment, joining the ranks of Queen with Bohemian Rhapsody, Elton John with Rocketman, Bob Marley with One Love, and Amy Winehouse posthumously with Back to Black. Let's ignore the irony that Springsteen's biopic is about the same bloke who once sung about the sad tendency of people to wallow in their glory days, because the new film will probably star none other than Jeremy Allen White from The Bear.
Don't wipe your hands on your apron, Chef.
Jeff.
Chef.
You stir that pot for me, please,
yes,
Chef.
Chef.
Do you take my knife, Chef?
Did you take my pot, Chef?
Take my money already. Yes, Jeremy Allen White is in talks to star as the legendary rocker in a film directed by Scott Cooper, who won Jeff Bridges an Oscar for the musical film Crazy Heart. Cooper's new movie is based on Warren Zane's 2023 book Deliver Me From Nowhere, The Making of Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska. And as the title suggests, the movie will be about the making of that classic Springsteen record. For those who came in late, Nebraska was released in 1982 when the singer was in a pretty dark place, battling depression. He laid down the songs on a four-track recorder, intending for them to be demos to play later with his E Street Band. But then the boss decided to release it as it is. It was very different from his previous albums and was a very solemn affair, but has since gone on to be considered one of Springsteen's finest works, even if it is one of the most challenging albums ever made by a major artist on a major label. Fun fact, he refused to tour the record when it was released because the work was too personal. The boss and his longtime manager, John Landau, will be involved with the film. So like the other biopics I mentioned, the chances are this won't exactly be a warts and all examination. Then again, if any artist is comfortable with the harsh light of self-reflection, it's probably Springsteen. So maybe we'll get something worthy of his status as a songwriting goat after all.